When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, welcome to the show. This is John. Today I want to chat about mania. Bipolar disorder has two poles, which is mania, and the other pole is depression. You may have heard of hypomania, and hypomania is a less intense form of mania. The thing that you need to realize, though, the symptoms are the same, except mania has the intensity of these symptoms is greater in mania. Hypomania, generally speaking, does not impact a person's life the way that mania does. Usually you can still maintain your functionality, but with mania, it's a completely different story. I'm not sure what you've heard about regarding mania with bipolar disorder. I've heard some people have told me they think it's this great and wondrous thing. Some people have said it's horrible. But let me tell you the reality of mania. At least from my own perspective and what I go through, most people have their own experiences regarding mania. For me, I generally start to get really energized. I start feeling really good about myself and people and the world. My thoughts start to race. And when I say race, I mean my thoughts start going through my head so fast that I can't stay on task long enough or on a thought long enough to stay on task to get something done. So I'll have forgot already what went through my head because these new thoughts are flowing so quickly, if that makes sense. The other thing is that I don't need as much sleep. And when I say I don't need as much sleep, usually with the meds that I take, I can sleep anywhere from 8 to 10 hours a night, generally speaking. When it comes to mania, when I start getting revved up, I can feel refreshed and ready to go after 2 or 3 hours of sleep, and when it starts to get really bad, I just don't sleep. And it's, you might be wondering, like, well, what the heck? How can you feel that way? Well, I actually do feel energized. I keep feeling that revved up feeling of getting stuff done, starting projects, getting my thoughts down on paper, creating things, starting new businesses, going out and spending lots of money, whatever it is, it's bigger, it's better. And even when I go outside and I look around, usually I can look at the road, the grass, and I can just say, oh, hey, it's the road, it's the grass. When I'm manic, I can see each individual blade of grass, I can see each individual rock in the asphalt, and it sparkles at me. It's a very clear and precise perspective of the world and what it looks like. When I first become manic, it does feel really good because I'm able to start these projects. I have the extra energy. And if you've been depressed, you know how horrible it feels when you have no energy, you feel down, you can barely even function during the day. And then if you have a hypomania to mania start kicking in, it feels so much better to have that energy. The problem is that that kind of euphoric feeling only lasts a few days for me. After that, that's when things get really bad because I start hallucinating, I get delusional, and when I say hallucinate, I see things that aren't there, I feel things that aren't there, I smell things that aren't there, And it's an extremely scary place to be. With delusions, a delusion is something that I have felt many times, and I feel it in my heart, I feel it in my mind. It's a truth for me, just like you breathe air and you know it's true. You just don't even question it. You think, okay, I'm breathing air right now, and that's how I live. Well, when it comes to delusions, it's similar in the regard that you believe something so clearly, like the air you breathe, but it's not true. It's not real. A few years ago, back in 2016, I felt like the Pope and I were best friends. I know for a fact now, obviously, and before that, I know that wasn't the truth. But during the time that I was manic, I felt it to the core of my body. And luckily, I was able to get enough treatment to keep myself from doing anything irrational or just that could hurt myself or others. And I had the support system in place and the contingency plan in case I needed that to take place as well, and it did. So my treatment plan worked perfectly. I also had another manic episode, more recent, in terms of, you know, I was talking to somebody the other day about the time frame of when I had these manic episodes, and I still cannot get the time frame wrapped around my finger, like what year it was. That first one with the Pope, where I thought I was best friends with him, and he and I together could change Christianity and the whole Catholic Church in a very positive way. I think that was around maybe 2018, perhaps. And then the other manic episode was 2018. And that's the one where I went out to South Carolina to see my sister-in-law and her husband and their daughter, my niece. And around that time, before we went out, it was Thanksgiving, and my mother-in-law was sick. She'd been going through some treatments for radiation or for her cancer treatments, and we really wanted to get out there because we didn't know how much longer she had. So it was really important for me to get my wife out there because at that point we were living in different states and we didn't get a chance to see her that much. But right around the time that we were supposed to go, maybe a few weeks before, I started getting manic. And I started getting revved up. Everything that I was telling you about before, the thoughts, I invested a bunch of money into a business, if I remember correctly, and all these wonderful things, you know, I was amped up. And the doctor at the time, I was on a medication, and I tried to get his support with it, and he ended up increasing the dose of that particular medication. And actually, things got worse because it got toxic in my system. So I was physically sick, but I was so revved up and amped up that I was not really self-coherent. I didn't understand what was going on. But because we ended up flying out to South Carolina, even though I was having these issues, my doctor gave me the okay. And it just got progressively worse as I got out there. I started seeing things, hearing things, I was smelling things, and all sorts of stuff that just was not real, that was not there. But in that instance with mania, at the beginning, again, it felt really good. But then it just basically destroyed the pathway of like what was going on, because we had to leave early from our stay. I almost had a breakdown on the plane coming home because I thought the devil was trying to get us. And then I was hospitalized for about a week. And that's when they pumped me with a whole bunch of other meds to calm down my mind and everything. And it did. It worked. I came down from my mania. But I guess the message I want to you guys to take away today is that mania is not this high and excited, fun time. It's serious. I mean, people have died from it. Other people have been hurt. Relationships have been destroyed. People have gotten it just it can leave a path of devastation. And I don't want you to think that, oh, if you have bipolar disorder, that it must be this awesome thing. You have all this energy and cool. That energy, it you can direct it for a few days during mania, and then once it goes full blown, that's it. And again, this is from my perspective and my experience. So I guess take that with a grain of salt. But most of my friends that I've met throughout the years that live with bipolar disorder type 1, which is what I have had a similar experience. Thanks for listening.